Family, I'm so happy to announce the launch of my brand new premium podcast. It's called Ideas That Matter Plus. This is an exciting new development that we've been working on for some time. This after seeing a lot of you request coming through saying thank you for what we've done and wanting more. Ideas That Matter Plus is a more targeted podcast that focuses on business strategies and more high-level thinking to help highly ambitious entrepreneurs, SMEs, business owners and founders, even the CEOs of big business. It only costs 450 Rand per month and will be coming in, but I mean coming in hot. So, subscribe now to Ideas That Matter Plus, now available on Spotify or Apple Podcast Store. Sayonara.
It's time to take your seat at the table. Find out how with Vusi Tembegwayo as we discuss Ideas That Matter, a catalyst for bold action.
Hello, family, and welcome to another episode of the VT Podcast. I hope you've enjoyed all the information that we've been sharing on these podcasts over the past few weeks. I did want to say to you that I'm going to be launching the VT Self Mastery program and that you can sign up for that program. I will give you some information about it later. Today, recording this conversation, as we do from our studios at Sound & Sounds in Joburg, I thought I'd talk to you a little bit about elevation. Elevation. Now, if you remember last week, we spoke about indoctrination, the idea that everything you are, believe, say, think, and sometimes even do has been indoctrinated into your mind. You've been taught and acclimatized into a system and a culture of thinking. Today, I want to talk to you a little bit about elevation. And what is elevation? See, elevation is the greatest sense of self that we all seek. It's the greatest state of self that we all desire. The reason you do what you do, learn what you learn, have the job that you have, go to business school, get a better education, the reason you leave your job and start a business, perhaps, the reason you're constantly shifting and changing relationships with friends is because you're looking for a place of elevation. You believe that what you are today is not yet the best version of you. And so you're looking for that elevation. The very reason, I would venture to say, you're listening to this podcast is because you're looking for information and inspiration that's going to help you elevate yourself, elevate your thoughts, elevate your habits, elevate even what you do. Elevation. But you see, it comes upon me to share this with you. Elevation is an outcome. It's not an input. In other words, the elevation is what becomes. It's not what we start with. Here's actually how it goes. The process goes a little something like this. You have a pen and paper, write it down. If you don't, just make a mental note of it. But the process actually goes something like this. First, the revelation, then assimilation, then elevation. So most of us in our lives, and if you are a religious person or a believer, you spend your time praying for elevation. You spend your time praying for that job that you want, or that business that you want, or that new home that you want. We're constantly praying for the state of elevation. But that's not quite how the universe works, for those of us who believe in the universe. For those of the Christian proclivity, that's not how God works. How it works, rather, is you get put through a process of revelation. See, you can't change what you're not aware of, which means before you can make the shifts and changes, you have to go through a process of revelation. There is a beautiful isiZulu word for it. They say isambulelo, the process of revelation, the uncovering almost of the eyes. I want you to quite imagine the removal of the fog from the spectacles so that you can see the world as it is, not as you've been distorted to see it. Now, in that process of revelation, here's the thing. All revelation sucks. It hurts. It's painful. It's unpleasant. It sucks. So nobody goes through a process of revelation having fun. I want to give you, if I may, an example. About 2 years ago, I was building the business as I do, and I hired a contractor who came from outside. And as most contractors do, you know, they great, you know, how do you know somebody's a consultant? They're fantastic at telling you problems that you have, convincing you those problems are material, and then you've got to pay them to fix the problems. Anyway, so I bring this person into the business and I give them a mandate of things to do. To say that this person was incompetent would be unkind to the word incompetent. Used toilet paper had better ability and competence than this particular individual. Completely and utterly, and I use this word understanding its weight, useless. So as you do, when you're a business owner or somebody in authority, a leader and a manager, you get paid to make tough decisions. You can't want the job of leadership because of the perks. You get the responsibility of leadership because of the weight of the decisions you have to make. So I fire this person, get rid of them. And then I go through the process of revelation. This person was very, very toxic. Very toxic. And one of the great things about having a toxic element in your space, and I want you to listen to this, is that the toxic element will identify its kind. I'm going to pause and let you take that in. You see, when you're looking inside your own life, at your own relationships, for the people who speak one thing and mean another, that beautiful English word, they equivocate. Do you know where it comes from? It comes from that Shakespearean play. I think it's Macbeth. At the beginning, it says, double, tubble, troil and trouble, cauldron burn and fire bubble. Fire can't bubble, right? So it's called equivocation. When you say one thing, but you mean another. I'm going to venture to say, right now in your life, you have relationships and people who equivocate. When they're in front of you, they tell you how amazing you are and how they love what you do and how they absolutely support you. And behind your back, they are your biggest critic and your worst enemy. Now, sometimes it is my experience, the way God works, the way the universe works, is for you to see who those people are, for those people to be revealed to you. A snake has to find the snakes. Now, that person in my life amplified for me the people I'd had around me who were not working for the goal we were working for, but were actually trying to detract from it and trying to destroy it. And they did nothing other than just be themselves. They were negative. They would lie. They would gossip. They would create stories and internal conflict in the business. They were constantly pitting one team against another team, one person against another person. And here's the thing about these people. They generally tend to be well-spoken. They tend to have the true gift of the gab. They're likable. They know how to build relationships. And yet, so toxic. Over a period of time, over the past year, I went through a process of shedding the people in my life that this person had revealed to me. Was the process of revelation tough? Hell yeah. It sucks. And sometimes in that process of revelation, you feel exposed. You feel naked. You feel like you've been, as is the old expression, caught out, even when there's nothing to catch. But the gift is that revealed to me was the true character of the people in my life. So the diehard, the loyalists, the ones who really believed, they just became so easy to see. Where there was first confusion, there was a massive stark clarity of who's for you and who's not. I would venture to say to you that one of the things holding back your blessings and your elevation is because of the energies you have around you. And those energies are the people you keep. It's the company you keep. It's the conversations that you're in. Sometimes you're sharing your dreams with the very people who are trying to make sure those dreams don't come true. The wolf in sheep's clothing. So first in life, we go through the process of revelation. Second, you have to then go through this process of assimilation. It's a beautiful English word. But in effect, what it means is, once has been revealed to you new information, you have to assimilate that information into your actions. In other words, you have to take that information and make it concrete. Another beautiful English word, make it manifest. A lot of us have the information, we have the insight, sometimes even the revelation, but we don't make it manifest, because making it manifest requires true courage. Once you know whom it is in your life that's for you, are you really willing to walk away from the relationships of the people who are not? What happens if that person is a family member? What happens if it's a romantic partner? What happens if it's the best friend you've had since you were 7 years old? What happens if that's the dark spirit in your life? Having had the revelation, are you willing to assimilate it? True courage is required not at the stage of revelation, it's required at the stage of assimilation. Because assimilation is when you make manifest, when you act on the things that have been revealed to you. And then finally, once you've gone through that process, the universe will reward you with your better self, your higher form, your alternate. That is the state of elevation. I often say to people, sometimes we spend our lives praying for the things we want, rather than praying to be the person to whom those things are attracted. See, life, I think, is not about the chase. It's about the pull. You want the blessings? You attract them. You want good relationships? You attract it. You want good partnerships? You attract that. You want a strong, heavy bank account? You've got to attract that too. And you attract it by being the caliber of person to whom those things are naturally drawn. So, that's my podcast for this week. Revelation, assimilation, elevation. Coincidentally, this is the kind of content I cover in the Vusi Tembegwai Self-Mastery Program. Make sure that you send us an email on info@vusi.co.za to find out more about the program. Or better still, just visit the website, vusitembegwai.com. To our partners at Sound & Sounds, thank you so much for your continued love and partnership. To you, remember, it doesn't end at the point of revelation. It always is about reaching the state of elevation. Cheers.
We hope that you've drawn valuable lessons from this week's podcast. To partner with us, visit mygrowthfund.co.za or email info@mygrowthfund.co.za.